Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word rightly divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3. And we've been looking at verse number 13, which says, "To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." Now, last time we left off with this issue of the word "establish" and what it is that the Apostle Paul is making a reference to here, and about this issue of wanting to make sure that they are firmly put in this sense of where they are fixed, they are made in a permanent state of having this sense of the doctrine that is for this dispensation. The doctrine that we find in starting in the book of Romans and ending with the book of Philemon, the doctrine that can start to be applied to the life of a believer today, the moment they put their trust in the gospel message and the fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, and how a person puts their trust in that and that alone is what gives them salvation today. And the issue of what happens as a result of the person doing that and starting to study the Word of God rightly divided is what we see. We left off here last time over here in the book of Romans in chapter number 12 in the issue of the renewing of the mind that occurs as the doctrine comes in. In Romans chapter number 12, we're going to read the first two verses here. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And how the Apostle Paul here is bringing up this issue of the transformation that occurs as the doctrine is coming in, of where the doctrine is pushing out all of the things that are in us that are related to the conforming to this world. And there is so much that is in us that is really related to the world system that has to be replaced with the doctrinal information that we find in Romans through Philemon. And so much of these things that are really of the world are things that people don't even realize that they're being influenced by the things of the world, because it's the subtlety of Satan to try to pull people farther and farther away from the truth of God's word and get them to be doing the things of the world. And this is where the Apostle Paul has to bring up the issue of us being transformed, the renewing of the mind as we study the word and bring in all that information and have the fact of that the spirit is going to communicate with the spirit that's inside of us to put us into this position of where this renewing of the mind is actually going to happen. And that's why we can see the things. If we go over into the book of Philippians, let's go to Philippians chapter number 2 for a moment, because we're going to see the Apostle Paul say some things here about this issue. We're going to read verse number 13 first, and then we're going to read a couple more passages from this chapter. Verse 13 of Philippians 2, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And it's God working in us through the Word, that's going to put us into this position of where we can be identified as being established. And we need to be in this place so that way we're not going to have what the book of Ephesians starts to talk about, where Paul has to warn about individuals being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Because there are so many individuals teaching things, identifying themselves and saying that they are Christians, who are teaching things that don't line up with what the Word of God says. And it's up to the individual to actually be studying things out for themselves, to be making sure that what they're hearing is actually the truth. And that's why we need to be making sure that we are studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to be making sure that we are functioning as that workman. Now, as part of this being established, we see how this is going to have an impact on all areas of the life of a believer as they're taking in the Word of God, as they're having this understanding of what it is that God is trying to communicate to us. And if we go to the very beginning of this chapter, we see an area where Paul is giving this information about how it is that this is going to have an impact. And here in Philippians chapter 2, we're going to read the first three verses. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Now, how many people can really start to have this understanding about that they need to be esteeming individuals better than themselves? That they need to be not looking at just what is it that I get from things, what is going to benefit me, but trying to do things in their life that is going to be beneficial for other individuals, and not worrying about what they're going to get out of it, what is going to, you know, happen to them with it. You know, and this goes back again to what that world system actually identifies, because the world talks about how you should be looking out for yourself and be doing all these things to make sure that you're in this best position that you can be, and that if you're not taking care of yourself, that, well, nobody else is going to do that. Well, the reality is, and we look at how Paul's saying that we should be functioning, we should be esteeming others better than ourselves. We should be trying to do things to take care of each other. You know, that's why you see how over in the book of Galatians, when Paul talks about that love that's to be demonstrated, we're to be demonstrating that love toward all of mankind. Now, as part of this establishing, as part of what's going to happen to individuals, and we've talked about how this is part of the life of a believer today, let's turn back to chapter number 1. And we're going to see how Paul says in verse number 29, For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. That there's going to be issues of suffering that are going to occur that are the result of the fact that we are living the life according to the doctrine that's laid out. And that suffering, and it doesn't come from God, even though God says that we're going to suffer these things. This suffering is not from God. It is the world system. It is Satan doing things to think. And sometimes it's also our own decisions that create some of this. And how we understand, though, that God does give us the way to be able to deal with these things. If we go over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. You know, and this is why an individual needs to be established, needs to have this doctrine, because that suffering that can go on, that can lead to pulling people away from the truth. Because they see these things happening and then go, well, you know, I don't want to have, you know, these things happen to me anymore. And the way to avoid having these things is, well, you know what? I'm not going to take that stand for the Word of God anymore. I'm not going to study. I'm not going to be sharing the gospel with individuals. I'm going to just, you know, go about my daily life, forgetting about those things and try to avoid that suffering because I don't want to have to deal with it. But we see how Paul tells us that we are going to be having the comfort that we need to be able to get through these things. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, we're going to start at verse number 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. So as Paul's talking about this and giving these words to these saints in Corinth, he's explaining to them of how the comfort that they need comes from God, and the comfort that they're going to get, you know, it's all comfort. It's everything that they need to be able to get through those things. And as we get that comfort, we can be able to share even what it is that has comforted us when we've gone through things, to help individuals be able to get through those situations, because we're able to say, you know what, when I had this and this going on, here are some verses that help me be able to get through whatever it is that's going on. And being able to provide that comfort for someone else. And it's that comfort, that ability to get through these things, that Paul writes about over here in Romans chapter number 5. And we're going to read the first 5 verses of Romans chapter number 5, which says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And there is a comfort that comes because we can see how we can get through all of these things. And it even sounds weird to read those words when it says, we glory in tribulations also. Because people say, well, how can you glory in those things? How can you glory when things are going bad in that manner? And Paul is saying that he can glory in it because he knows that he's had that experience of being able to get through all of those things by the information that's written in the doctrine, by the information that's come to him from God, and that God's giving him a way to be able to get through these things. And because he has that, it's giving him that experience, is giving him that hope that he knows that he's going to get through whatever it is. And that's what, you know, being established in the doctrine allows for us to have that ability to know that we are going to be able to get through these things. And we can look at, you know, the things that are going on, you know, in the world today, and you see how, you know, we've been going through this pandemic for a number of months, and we've seen a number of individuals get sick from it, and a number of individuals die, and the results that have come about from, you know, the thing of, okay, well, you know, certain areas have gone through things where they've locked down and closed businesses to try to prevent the spread of the virus, and then individuals dealing with that piece of the situation of the fact that, okay, now on top of the fact that I'm worrying about getting sick, now I can't even work. Now I have this and this going on. And the Apostle Paul saying that no matter what the situation is, that we can be able to get through. And that's why we can see, if we go over to Philippians chapter number 4, we see how Paul identifies these things. And the book of Philippians talking about this and giving, and you see the word joy come up. Even though he's talking about these things of suffering, you see joy mentioned over and over throughout this book. But you see how Paul explains here in chapter number 4. We're going to start at verse 11. He says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And when Paul says he can do all things through Christ, you know, those all things through Christ are in relationship to what he's just laid out about all of these circumstances. And Paul was very versed in all of those things, because you can read about all the things that he suffered, but the end result of it is that he knew that he was going to be able to get through it, because, as he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That it's the Lord Jesus Christ giving him the strength to be able to get through whatever these things are. And he's giving that strength because we see in verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That everything that we need is being supplied by the Lord Jesus, and the things that we need to be able to get through these situations, it all comes from the Word of God, rightly divided. So that's why when we start looking at this issue, how is it that somebody starts to have this establishing occur with them? And it, we're going to, you know, we're here in the book of Philippians. Let's turn back to chapter number 1. And we're going to see how it is that Paul starts to talk about this idea of that establishing happen. And we're going to read here verses 27 and 28 of Philippians chapter number 1. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Now, that word conversation is related to the lifestyle of the individual. And Paul's saying that our conversation or our lifestyle should be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. The gospel message is the foundation of everything. I think that's why Paul talks about how he glories in nothing save the cross. And once a person has that gospel and has put their trust in it, then they can start to build the doctrine up in them. They can start to have that where Paul talks about the will of God is that all men would be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So they can start coming unto that knowledge of the truth. They can start building up that edifice of doctrine inside of themselves. So that way, as the situations come up, as all of these different things start to occur in the life of an individual, that they have this information to be able to rely on, to be able to pull that out. Because what's inside of us is what is going to come out. That's why over in the Gospels it talks about how out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That what is inside of us comes, you know, so if it's everything that's of the world that's inside of us, then when these situations come up and we need that doctrinal information to be there, then instead of that having that impact, that we're going to have the things of the world, you know, being there, and that's what's going to come out when we really need the doctrinal information to be there for us to rely on, to be able to have that thing of where we can say, I can deal with this. And this whole process, as we start talking about, you know, it's not something that happens overnight for an individual. It takes time. It's going to take, you know, the whole lifetime of an individual studying the Word of God and building this up inside of themselves in order to be where God is. You know, there's not going to be a point where we can just say, you know, I have all the information that I need. I'm fully established and I don't have to worry about it. We're going to have to keep pressing toward that mark. We're going to have to keep, you know, fighting that good fight of faith. We're going to have to keep making sure that we are studying, building ourselves up, so that way we can be functioning in a manner that God intends for us to function. And we're going to pick up with, you know, this thought and talk about some more things related to that establishing that's going to occur during our next episode. Now, as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have audio files of, you know, our messages. We have information on how to watch our services live as they're broadcast on Facebook. We have information on how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments on anything in our broadcast, anything on our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.